The war in Ukraine continues to dominate headlines as the conflict drags on, bringing widespread devastation and suffering to countless lives. From a biblical worldview, this war, like all conflicts, is a stark reminder of the brokenness of our world and the consequences of sin. This post reflects on how Christians can respond to such crises and the hope that remains even in the darkest of times. Understanding the nature of war, the Bible speaks candidly about the reality of war in a fallen world. Jesus himself warned in Matthew chapter 24 verses 6-7, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." These verses acknowledge that war is an inevitable part of human history, driven by the sinful nature of humanity. In James chapter 4 verses 1-2, the apostle explains the root cause of conflict. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. The ongoing war in Ukraine, like other conflicts, is fueled by human desires for power, control, and resources, leading to untold suffering and destruction. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. A call to prayer and compassion. In response to the war in Ukraine, Christians are called to prayer and compassion. The Apostle Paul encourages believers in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1-2, "I urge, then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." Praying for peace, wisdom for leaders, and protection for the innocent is a crucial response for believers. Additionally, the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke chapter 10 verses 25-37, serves as a powerful reminder that we are called to show compassion to those in need, regardless of their nationality or background. In practical terms, this may involve supporting humanitarian efforts, donating to reputable organizations providing aid, or even hosting refugees. By extending Christ's love to those affected by the war, we reflect the heart of God in a broken world. Hope amidst conflict. While the current situation in Ukraine is dire, Christians can find hope in the promises of God. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 gives us a glimpse of the future that awaits believers. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.